Welcome to The Pen and the Odd. Join Rabbi Michael Siegel of On Shemit Synagogue and author Jonathan Eig as they talk about this week's portion of Vayachel. There is nothing like a good ritual to bring a community together.
So when you were younger, do you remember going to parades?
Yeah, sure. You know, I grew up in a suburb, so we didn't have like a downtown, but I still think that, you know, there were parades. There were, you know, 4th of July parades and 4th of July fireworks that were, you know, on a more modest scale than the kind we see here in Chicago. But yeah, there were definitely, you know, gatherings where it felt like, you know, the whole town was out there.
Yeah, I have memories too of 4th of July parades, you know, even St. Patrick's Day-ish, you know, events where you would kind of join with thousands of people and stand and be part of a spectacle. And it was the ritual or the spectacle that brought you together. And it's a very powerful thing because I think the experience goes beyond words, right? And kind of just affects us emotionally in a way, because I think it touches on our senses of sight and sound and touching and the whole thing. And I think there's a power unto a ritual, a national ritual that goes beyond ideas and words.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. There's a building of community. It's not just a gathering. It's a group. It's a feeling that we're all into something together. You know, that's why we have pep rallies at high schools, you know, before high school football games. You know, that's why you have even just assemblies in school, right? It's to remind everybody that they're all in this group together, you know, even if you might have your cliques and your differences.
Yeah, I agree. There's this moment where we're like, hey, we're all here and we're all in this together. And it's the ritual that does it. I'm bringing this up because last week's portion of Ki Tisa is the greatest example of disunity of the Jewish people, the golden calf, the breaking of the tablets, Moses, you know, kind of having to save the people. A civil war kind of develops, literally a civil war. And thousands of Israelites are dead as a result. And this week's portion begins Vayakel. Vayakel is a Hebrew word that has as its root kahal. A kahal is a congregation. So vayakel is the verb form. It means to convoke, to bring together the congregation. And so it's the only time a portion has that name. And rather than give some long-winded statement about the power of Jewish unity, the next thing it says is, these are the things that God has commanded you to do. On the sixth day, work may be done, but on the seventh day, you will have a Sabbath of complete rest. In other words, it doesn't talk about a lofty idea, but a lofty action, the power of the Sabbath, a ritual that the people engage in, which I think is, you know, kind of along the same lines as the event, you know, whether it's a parade or a public spectacle. And so Jews can't agree on lots of things, on most things, I guess I would venture to say. But we can agree that the Sabbath is a good thing. We can agree that Pesach is powerful, is a powerful ritual. We can agree that, you know, there's a moment when we stand together to hear the shofar. And, you know, for me, standing on the bima, looking down, right, there are people standing generations, and there's this kind of wondrous look on people's face. That's an event that we share together as a community, and that is a unifying moment. And I'm just wondering how you respond to that.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting point. It's, you know, why do we have convocations? Why do we have these formal ceremonies for certain things, you know, a wedding? A bar mitzvah, the Sabbath is a kind of a, you know, more intimate convocation with a ritual in our homes. I think it's to send a message that this is important. You know, you could have students graduate from high school without sending them off at a big ceremony. You could just say, okay, you finished, goodbye, you know, have a good summer and good luck in the future. But we have these, you know, these rituals where everybody dresses the same in the cap and gown, and everybody gets their name called and everybody walks away with a diploma. And that's, I think it's to create a sense of unity so that you feel like you belong somewhere and you accomplish something together as a group. And that hopefully, you know, obviously the colleges hope that's something you'll identify with the rest of your life and feel like a proud alumni and carry that with you forever. So I think you could understand why that would be important in a religious setting. And certainly for a people who for many years don't have a home, the ritual becomes even more important to sort of solidify their identity.
I think that's right. I think a ritual with its trappings, I mean, think about a high school graduation, playing pomp and circumstances, mm-hmm. walking down the aisle, wearing this kind of mortarboard, you know, hat that you would never wear anywhere else, you know, which size your tassel on, and moving the tassel and the words of now you are recognized for whatever, a high school graduate, a rabbi, a doctor, a lawyer. That moment is a unifying moment where we're all in this together and the families on their own level, and we share our pride with each other. And I think that there is a power to ritual that is galvanizing for communities, for Jews, for sure, that we shouldn't downplay, and that the Torah is really holding up. And the fact that this falls right after this moment of disunity tells us maybe we can't agree on every idea. Maybe we're not going to agree on every concept, but we can't agree on our actions that bring us together as Jews or any people. And I think that's a very interesting idea that the Torah is inserting here.
Yeah, it's about community, I think. It's about feeling like we are together in something bigger. And of course, there's still room for disagreement. It's funny because you started out by talking about parades. I think there are certain rituals that make us feel that way. You know, if you're a diehard Cubs fan, you don't really care about the politics of your fellow Cubs fan in the seat next to you. You're just cheering to win together, right? So that's a nice thing. It's nice to know that we have certain circles in which the divisions don't matter. And the rituals really help us bring us together in that way, because it's so easy to you know, isolate ourselves.
Right. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking as you were talking about the parade following the Cubs World Series victory, mm-hmm. and I was thinking how unifying that was as an act for the city. It was like a Vayakel moment, right, of bringing everyone together. And I was thinking how the people of Kansas City were robbed of that.
Yes.
You know, and so an act that has become commonplace, tragically, in our society, of people getting shot, of gun violence, right? But in this particular moment, there was something. It was almost like a sacred moment was violated for the city because of this gun violence, and the people couldn't share this moment. It was really, they were stripped of something as a city that was painful. It was, you know, the pain of the loss of human life was amplified by the pain of a city.
Yeah, it's really true. I wonder if they could try again, and how helpful that might be for the healing process, and just to remind people of what they missed out on because of that tragedy.
If I'm imagining it, every speech would be talking about the death, mm-hmm. the senseless violence, that we can't live this way. The joy of just this Super Bowl win or whatever it means in Kansas City, which we're not all that familiar with in Chicago, right? So we'd have to ask them what it's like to have a winning team like that. But it, you know, I think it would be diminished.
It'd be a different thing.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about events in American life. I remember when Kennedy was shot. I remember my father told me that when Kennedy was shot, he stopped his car and just stood by his car and cried. And he said there were people who had stopped their car and were doing the same thing. There was this kind of just outpouring of grief, the funeral procession of when Kennedy's body, you know, was being driven, you know, and watching people standing together in this moment of grief. That's also powerful. I just think you have these moments. Muhammad Ali's funeral was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was there in Louisville for that. And it was the most extraordinary thing I've ever seen, you know, just hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets. People, I talked to people who drove down like that morning from Detroit just because they wanted to be there. And it was, you know, all different kinds of folks, but they all just wanted to pay tribute. And it was absolutely a feeling of community that, wow, we all have a lot in common. We all love this man. And how powerful is it that one man could inspire so much brotherhood? It was beautiful. But it also occurred to me that I had never seen anything like that. I had never, even the Cubs parade didn't feel quite the same. But I think that we need more of that, especially now that we're all more politically divided and we're also more likely to stay home and do stuff over Zoom. It strikes me that we need a lot more of that, those convocations.
And, you know, I think as Jews, we need this as well. We're united and we're divided as this war in Gaza drags on and world condemnation. We're seeing more and more cracks in the unity of the Jewish people. The Sabbath remains a place where we can all gather in our own ways, in our own homes, in our own communities, and have this kind of unifying moment. And I don't think we should, treat that lightly. I think it's a very powerful and very needed ritual that brings us together.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, to remember that there are bigger things holding us together than there are dividing us.
Well, I'll think about it this Shabbat, that's for sure.
Yes, I think that's a great reminder that every Shabbat is a convocation, whether it's with your family or with your community at synagogue. It's important that we do that.
And let us say amen, Rabbi. Well said.
Thank you, Rabbi.